Northern Michigan has seen a rapid rise in COVID cases. The area had largely avoided the kind of spikes we've seen elsewhere, even elsewhere in Michigan. But as temperatures drop, people there have to shift practices and behavior. From Interlochen Public Radio, Taylor Wisner reports.
In late May, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer lifted Michigan's stay-home order for Northern Michigan, residents like Tyler Harkett braced for a rush of people from downstate.
We knew it was just going to be an influx of people from downstate that didn't want to wear masks, just wanted to get out of where they were.
Harkett waited for the worst, but the predicted spike never really came. And since then, many Northern Michigan residents didn't change their behavior all that much. Most schools are open again, and many residents are eating inside restaurants. But that's just now starting to change. Grand Traverse County is the area's most populous and saw its cases double in the past 3 or 4 weeks. Josh Meyerson is the medical director for several counties in the northwest part of Michigan and says it's a different situation now.
We certainly had cases and transmission, but comparatively, we had done well. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think things are catching up to us here.
That's in part because students are back in classrooms again, and residents are going to their workplaces and visiting with friends and not always masking up. Christine Nefsi is the chief medical officer for Munson Healthcare, the region's largest medical provider. She's seen a lax attitude to safety protocols and says that's now showing up in a jump in COVID-related hospitalizations. And the hospitals are now facing staffing shortages.
When you have that, in addition to increased pressure on your beds because you have this whole other population of patients that have a high degree of intensive care, that just adds to the mix.
Doing things outdoors worked well in the summer and early fall. But with weather quickly getting colder, Nefsi understands getting together with friends outside is less appealing.
You can't go out and walk on the beach. I mean, you can. It's just cold.
Traverse City resident Sarah Sullivan says it's a balancing act she hasn't quite mastered yet. And she admits feeling the pressure of COVID fatigue.
I feel like we've been living in winter for the last, 8 or 9 months since this all started. I don't really see that changing. I just hope we can all sustain it.
For his part, Tyler Harkett says he's more cautious now that there's an outbreak, only spending time with a few close friends.
I mean, I'll look at the numbers and I'll probably adjust accordingly. That's kind of how I feel about it. And I got to go to work. I got to make money. So there's no avoiding that, but I'll still do the mandates like I've been told to.
And health officials here say following those mandates is key to lowering the number of COVID cases springing up here in Northern Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Taylor Wisner in Traverse City.